Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Every year in Alaska, the threat of forest fires looms large. Already this year, in a summer initially marked by record low fire numbers, blazes in the interior have decimated more than 10,000 acres of forest, prompted evacuation notices, park and trail closures, and have caused a cascade of rescheduled and/or canceled state and community events. Last year, more than 3 million acres of woodland burned. One of the primary fuel sources for these annual infernos? Spruce bark beetles. But according to Marcus Mueller, land management officer for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, there may be a silver lining to the problems wrought by spruce beetles.
The beetle situation is a double-edged sword, so there's definitely these hazards, but then also there's a whole other side to it, too. One of the bright spots is that the sun is going to hit the ground in new places and create places for new flowers and berries to grow, as well as the opportunities to get firewood. Some of the trees are good for sawmilling, and so we're seeing an uptick in local milled products, which are great for building.
Beyond the economical silver linings, there are natural benefits in the form of ecosystem equilibrium, or the natural rise and fall in prey and predator numbers from year to year. If the equilibrium ever falls out of balance, it means something has gone wrong and a portion of the eco-structure is missing. Mueller expanded on the spruce bark beetle's role in such an equilibrium.
We're going to have a period where the forest becomes kind of young again, full of flowers and berries, full of birch and aspen. And then the second crop of spruce is going to come in behind it too. So we're going to have a mixed forest. We're going to see a lot of changes. In some places, we should be really cognizant of how those changes are going to affect us and what we can do to take care of the spaces that we're responsible for.
Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Officials at Alaska's Denali National Park and Preserve said recovering the bodies of two men killed earlier this month in a plane crash in a ravine cannot be performed safely. Park Chief Ranger Jordan Newman said if and when conditions change, such as a lower volume of water or if the river freezes and allows foot access to the crash site, they will consider a recovery option at that time. Pilot Jason Tucker, 45, of Wasilla, and passenger Nicholas Blaise, 44, of Chugiak, are presumed to have died when their aircraft crashed on a tributary of the West Fork of the Yenta River, located in the Southwest Preserve of the National Park. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Challenger Learning Center of Alaska, one of the leading resources for STEM education in the state, is getting a facelift for the first time since it opened in April of 2000. The extensive upgrades and remodeling will be revealed during the center's Beyond the Moon banquet on September 23rd.
At the banquet, we'll be opening the doors up for the first time to tours to the new simulation areas, our mission simulation areas, as well as the entire building was able to get a much-needed 23-year waiting uplift.
Said Marnie Alcott, Challenger Center CEO. In November of 2022, Governor Michael Dunleavy announced the Challenger Center would be receiving more than $1.8 million in grant funding for educational upgrades and to develop a drone education training program. Since 2000, the Challenger Center has sought to establish itself as a benchmark for STEM education in Alaska, specifically fixing its eye on inspiring the youth of Alaska to someday pursue STEM-oriented careers. The Beyond the Moon banquet, when the newly overhauled center will be officially unveiled, will come on the heels of the Challenger Center's annual GeoChallenge, the geocacher's dream event.
The concept of the Amazing Geocache Challenge was kind of the amazing race meets geocaching.
According to Alcott, classic Alaskan attire is suggested for those attending the banquet. Ergo, extra tufts, Carhartt, and plaid are welcome. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.